Welcome to Hebrew Club on this cold Friday, right before the Preacher Classic today. I hope you guys all find a few minutes to at least come join us, because they're going to have, just so you guys should know, they're having a band, so they've been working, so we're going to have a band. We got cheerleaders from SEM Girls, and they got their own t-shirts. They've been they've done a couple of our home games, and they're ready to go. They got t-shirts now and everything. Intramural tug-of-war contest at halftime, so I don't know, we got everything going. Games at 8, preliminary games at 6. There's a Lincoln Christian and Blackburn play at 6, and we play at 8. And then 3 o'clock we play tomorrow afternoon. So I'm wearing black because it's blackout day. If you've been, I don't know, it's Ozzy's idea. So anyone wears black, we're doing good. All right, good. We are on 2 Samuel chapter 19, and it's verse 2. We had just started that first verse, and last week, remember, we had that very poignant speech by David as he was going up to the upper room on the wall, in which he was mourning over his son Absalom. And remember, he had that just really heart-rendering, the last words he was saying as he was going up, B'ni Absalom, so my son Absalom, B'ni Absalom, would that I had died instead of you, Absalom, my son. And that's where we took it up. And now we're ready to start verse 2 of chapter 19. Vayugad le'Yoav, hine ha'melech boke vayit'abel al Avshalom. And it was told to Joab. Notice that that's from Nagad. Here is the Hafal form, all right, because it's the Hifil, to tell. So it was reported. So it's a Hafal from Nagad. It was told to Joab, look, the king is weeping, participle call, and he, aval means to mourn, but notice that this is the hit pael, so it's usually translated something like he is performing the rite of mourning, or mourning rites over Absalom, or playing the part of a mourner, all right, verse 3, vayahi, Ha teshua bayom hahu le'eva lekol ha'am ki shama ha'am bayom hahu le'mor ne'etzav ha'melech al beno. Notice the second word in that verse, teshua. That's from the root yasha, which means to save. And as happens every once in a while with a root like this, when you want to make a noun, usually you can add a mem to it, sometimes a tav, and here's the tav. So teshua means the success or the victory. And it's the subject of tehi. And the success by Yom Hahu on this day, or on that day, had become avil, mourning. Or you could say the success on that day had turned into mourning, avil. Okay, notice the noun there is of the same root as yit abel in the previous verse. Okay, for all ha'am, the people, because ha'am, the people, had heard. So notice you have the collective with a singular verb. On that day, saying, ne'etzav ha'melech. The king is in grief, is grieved. This is a nifal. Perfect, third masculine singular from Atzav. Okay, so the king is grieved, or aggrieved, we might say in English, over Beno, his son. Okay, any questions through 3? Is going good? All right. Joab does not shrink. Watch, you'll see. Vayit ganev ha'am bayom hahu lavo ha'ir ka'asher yit ganev ha'am ha'nik lamim benusam ba'milchama. Notice that first word, vayit ganev, is from the root ganav, and remember that means to steal. Thou shalt not steal. Here you have the hit pael form, which is a reflexive of the pael. You had a pael form earlier in the book where Absalom stole away the hearts of the people. Notice we have the same expression in English when a person steals away, and that's what it means here. You know, when you steal away, you kind of go kind of in humiliation, and that's what it means. So the people stole away on that day to go, lavo, again, a call infinitive construct, in order to go to Ha'ir, the city. There's no locative hey on it, and you don't need it. Just as, and here's the same form, a hit pael from Ganav, just as the people, the niklamim, the humiliated ones, the root is kalam, notice that it's a nifal participle plural. Nifals, passive participles, passive forms very often are used as to modify nouns, as adjectives or something like that. So the people, the humiliated ones, so that the people stole away to go to the city, just as the humiliated people steal away ben nusam in their fleeing. This is a call infinitive construct from nous, with the temporal bait and the third masculine plural suffix. Just as humiliated people steal away when they flee, or in their fleeing bamilchama, in battle. Okay? Questions through four. All right, very good. Here's, we get back to the king, verse 5. Vehamelech la'at et panav, va'yizak hamelech kol gadol, b'ni avshalom, avshalom, b'ni b'ni. Here we have it again. And the king, la'at, this is a call perfect. And it means to cover. You will find it actually listed not under lamed aleph tet, but lamed vav tet, the more common root. Remember, sometimes these aleph, if you have a hollow verb, sometimes you'll see an aleph form in the middle instead of it, and that's what you have here. A participle would be lamed tet, and that's again shows you the hollowness of the verb. So you would just translate, the king covered panav, his face, vayizak, call imperfect, and he, vav consecutive, and the king cried out kol gadol in a great voice, my son Absalom, Absalom, my son, my son. Okay, so he's still going on. Verse 6, vayavo Yoav el hamelech habait, vayomer hovashta hayom et pene kol avadeka, ha me mal tim et naf shaka hayom ve'et nefesh baneka uvenoteka ve'nefesh na sheka ve'nefesh pilag sheka. Then Joab went to the king ha bait, at the house. So where David was staying, remember, he wasn't in Jerusalem yet, he was across the Jordan. So Joab went to the king at the house, and he said, Hovashta hayom et pene kol. Okay. This hovashta is from the root bosh. It's a hollow verb, and it means to be ashamed in the call. And this is a hifil form, notice. There's two forms for this hollow root, similar to nuach, to rest. And here, this looks an awful lot like a first yod verb form, because you have a vav after the hay, notice. So if you look at under bosh, in the lexicon, it'll have hifil A and then hifil B. And they both mean the same thing. If in the call it means to be ashamed, this means to put to shame or to bring shame to. So hayom was today, you have brought shame upon the face of all your servants, ha mem malatim, those who have rescued or delivered. Again, notice that mem malatim is from the root malat, and it's a pl participle, masculine plural, used as a substantive in apposition to avadeka. So you have brought shame on the face of all your servants who delivered your life, nafsheka hayom, today. Ve'et nefesh, and the life baneka of your sons, uv and oteka, and your daughters. And the life of nasheka, your wives. And the life of Pilag Sheka, life of your concubines. Okay? So Joab was not gentle. Remember, Joab's the one that killed Absalom, if you remember. Okay? That never comes up, by the way, again. Although David must have known. Who else would do it? Any questions through six? Making good progress. All right. La'ahava et Son eka ve lisno et ohaveka, Ki higad tahayom ki ein laka sarim va avadim. Ki yadati hayom ki lu avshalom chai vechulanu hayom metim. Ki az yashar be eineka. Okay. Notice that this is ahava. I want you to see the form of this. This is a call infinitive construct from the root ahav. Notice it has the comet's hey at the end of it. It doesn't have a normal form. It looks an awful lot like a noun. The lamed in front of it, you translate this as a gerundive. You have a few infinitive constructs with this comet's hey form. So you would translate like this, in loving or by loving. Now notice the object marker, direct object marker. So by loving, soneka. This is a participle call from sane to hate. With the suffix, notice it's a plural participle with a second masculine singular suffix. So by loving or in loving those who hate you. So notice the suffix functions as the direct object. Those who hate you. And here again, notice the infinitive construct with the lamed, sino. And by hating, et ohaveka, those who love you. Again, the call participle. So again, by loving those who hate you, and by hating those who love you, ki higadta, certainly you have said, here's the hifil from Nagat, certainly you have said today, ki ein laka, that there is not to you, notice that laka of possession, that there is not to you, or that you do not have sarim, princes, and servants. All right, or you could translate, you have said that nothing to you are princes and servants. Okay. Ki yadati, for I know hayom, today, that, can I notice this next form? Notice it's lamed aleph, and every instinct in your body tells you that's the negative not, but notice the one thing that checks you on that is the pointing. You have a kibbutz under that. They want you to read lu, not lo. And lu is a particle that's usually used in contrary to fact conditionals. So they actually want you to read it as if it's a lamed shura. Lu. All right. I know today that if Absalom, or had Absalom lived, chai, vekulanu, this is just from kol plus the first common plural suffix. If Absalom had lived and all of us today, metim, had died, that metim is a simple participle from moot, call participle, plural from moot. So if all of us had lived, I mean, if Absalom had lived and all of us had died, ki, certainly then, yashar is upright or good, then it would have been upright or good, be'eneka, in your eyes. Okay, everybody see how that goes? Any questions about that? The grammar's a little more complex there.
So what's the finite verb?
All right, in the
whole thing, because you have this...
Yes, notice the higata. So... In loving those who hate you and in hating those who love you, certainly the key, I'm translating this as kind of an asseverative, certainly you have said today, by doing this, in loving or by loving, you have said today that, princes and servants are nothing to you. For I know today that if Absalom had lived and all of us today had died, certainly then, it would be good in your eyes. Wow. Okay. So now, Joe, so we've seen this throughout that, you know, who runs the show? It seems like David, but really, Joab, man. Joab had a lot of power. And in this, after this incident, it doesn't end, as you will see. It's pretty brutal. It's unbelievable, kind of. Okay, any other questions through 7? So stay tuned. Stay tuned, in other words, for Act 4, whatever. Vatakumse, v'deber alei v'avadeka, ki baronai nishbati, ki enaka, yotze, im yalin ish itteka halayla, v'ralaka zot mikol hara'a asher ba'a aleka, min ne'ureka ad ata. Vata. Notice the he's summing up now after giving the indictment. Notice similar to what we see in other places. He's coming to his conclusion. And so, Vata. Kumse, get up. Two imperatives. Get up, yetze. Tse is from yatsa, to go out. Two call imperatives. Remember the first yud verbs drop the yud in the imperative. So now, get up, go out, vedaber, and speak. Here's another imperative. PL imperative. Get up, go out, and speak alev to the heart of your servants. Notice that alev. That means that's usually used in the language in the lips of a lover to his beloved when he's trying to woo him back. So speak to the heart of your servants. In more colloquial English, you might say, speak kindly or graciously to your servants. Okay. Ki Badanai, for by Yahweh Nishbati. Notice that verb, I swear. For by Yahweh I swear. Shava. Notice it's a nifal form. And that's the common form. You know, you have the nifal and then the hifil to cause to swear. So, by Yahweh I swear. Ki enaka. Notice here, ki seems to be the first part of the conditional. If you, and now notice ein plus the yotze is a call participle. The reason that the negative is there is because ein is used for non-finite verbs rather than lo. Remember, lo is negates finite verbs, and al, jussives, you know, the commands do not. So here, when you have a participle, it's ein. So if you are not going out, okay, now here comes the apodosis. It starts with this im. And remember, in conditionals, when you have a strong opposition, im means, in this kind of context, surely not. So if you do not, if you are not going out, surely a man will not, yalin, stay with you, halayla, the night. The yalin is a call from another hollow root, all right, imperfect, and it means to stay the night or remain over, lodge over. So again, it's just an odd kind of combination. Again, for by Yahweh I swear, if you are not going out, surely a man will not spend halayla the night with you. And ra'ah, and evil for you this, and they have to supply will be. So this will be evil for you mikol. Notice when you have a ra'ah, like an adjective like that, followed by a min, what kind of min is it? Comparative min. So surely this will be for you more evil, or we would probably say worse, than all the ra'ah, the evil or trouble, which has come, ba'ah, third feminine singular, to you from ne'ureka, from your youth. Notice na'ar is a youth. You know that word na'ar. And this is a noun, youth, your youth, the time of your youth. From the time of your youth, ad ata, until now. And that one, all that frequently occurs in the plural. That's why you have ne'ureka. Notice that that's actually a plural. A lot of abstract nouns are plurals, especially when you have something referring to the time of your age or something like that. I just ran across that the other day in another context. So notice what he says. If you don't go out there, no one's going to stay with you, and it'll be worse for you now than anything you've known in your entire life. Because the people, I think Joab thought that the people would all forsake him if, after they had risked life and limb in this battle with their own brothers to support the king, he ignores them. See? So notice there's political stuff going on here between Joab and David. All right. Notice you have the feminine zot and the feminine singular ba'a. Notice that, because it's referring to the idea or the previous scene. So when it's referring to something previous that is a general idea or something like that, you're going to use the zot. You'll see that rather than zeth, the masculine zeth. Okay, any questions through verse 8? All right, verse 9. Vayakom HaMelech, Vayeshev ba sha'ar. Ulakol ha'am higidu lemor, hine ha'melech yoshev ba sha'ar, vayavo kol ha'am lifnei ha'melech, v'Yisrael nas ish le'ohalav. Here's, that's interesting. So the king got up, vayakom. Simple call, imperfect, vav consecutive from kum. So the king got up, vayeshev, and he sat from yashav, again a call, a simple call from yashav, and he sat ba sha'ar, in the gate. And to all the people, here, look, remember this kind of construction, and to all the people, they reported. Notice that that's a simple hifil, perfect. This is how Hebrew does impersonal constructions. So it's very woodenly, and to all the people, they reported. But we would say in English, and to all the people, it was reported. So you notice there is no subject for higidu here. So it's an impersonal construction. So to all the people it was reported, saying, look, the king Yoshev, again called participle, Yoshev is sitting in the gate. Vayavo. So all the people came lifnei hamelech, before the king. And I notice the end here. But Israel nas, fled. Notice that this is from nous. We had that word earlier in part, what was it, in the infinitive construct in verse 4, ben nusam, in their fleeing. So here's just what Israel does. But Israel fled, each one, le'o halav, each one to his tent. Okay? So remember that the civil war had split along Judah, 10 tribes kind of lines. And Absalom won the hearts of Israel away. So throughout this time, there was this tension. Remember, we think of the split up of the kingdom as happening after Solomon with Jeroboam and Rehoboam. But notice here, you have this war previous to that split along those lines as well. And so there was still some tension there. What was going to happen to Israel now? Okay. Any questions through verse 9? We'll do one more verse, okay? Vayahi kol ha'am nadon bekol shivtei Yisrael lemor ha'melech hitzilanu mikaf oyvenu vehu miltanu mikaf pelishtim ve'ata barach min ha'aretz me'al avshalom. Okay. This nadon, look at that nadon. It's like the first word, vayhi kol ha'am nadon. It's kind of the key to understanding this. That is from the root din. All right, din, nadon, so it's a nifal infinitive. And din, remember, means to judge someone. And here, in the nifal form, it seems to mean that the people were quarreling with each other. So all the people, so the vayahi goes with it. All the people were nadon, were quarreling. Okay? Amongst all the tribes of Israel, saying, the king, hitzilanu, has delivered us. Notice that this is the root from natzal, hifil, perfect, third masculine singular. The king, hitzilanu, has delivered us, mikaf, from the hand of our enemies. I think Israel is thinking back to past times. Okay, Israel, so the king delivered us from the hands of our enemies, and he, miltanu, here's another word for deliver, rescued us from malat. And again, we had that earlier in participial form, but here it is the PL perfect form, plus first common plural. And he delivered us from the hand of the Philistines. See, he's thinking back now to earlier in the narrative. And now he has fled from the land, from Me'al, from upon Absalom. Okay? So what the people are saying is that they want the king to come back and include them again. All right, so we're going to get that next week. We'll stop here and go forth. Thanks, guys.